Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled Step into the Light. First John 4:5 says, "This is the message we heard from Jesus and now declare to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all." Let's talk about this. What does light do? Practically, light brightens a path or a place. It exposes hidden things and allows us to see clearly. Light represents what is pure, good, and holy. Darkness, on the other hand, hides things. It makes it harder to see and distorts the truth or distorts reality. You ever look at an object in your room in the dark? It will look completely different, even scary, at night. You see, darkness represents sin. God and light do the same thing, and darkness and sin do the same thing. God will illuminate your path, your purpose, expose hidden hurts, sins in your heart, and help you see clearly. Where sin will blind you from your purpose, distort your reality, and hide the truth. According to verse 5, John is saying, God is pure, holy, and good, and there is no sin in him at all. The writer continues, now that he made it clear that God is light, he goes on to say in verse 6, we are lying if we say we have fellowship with God, but go on living in spiritual darkness. We are not practicing the truth. John is saying, you know God is light, so don't fool yourself. Don't lie to yourself. If you say you have fellowship with, walk with, or are in relationship with God, but still live in darkness, deliberately living in sin, you aren't being truthful. You are deceiving yourself. You can't have it both ways. I believe many people are struggling with this, the idea of loving God, but living for themselves and their desires. We must take up our cross as Jesus did and die to our flesh daily. That is truly the only way to live. For anyone living in darkness, it's time to step into the light. Allow God to expose the sin that has you bound and deliver you from it. Verse 9 says that if we confess our sins to him, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness. You see, God will cleanse you, wash you clean, and forgive you of your sins if you come to the God of light seeking forgiveness. God knows it's a struggle. He understands that it's hard. But thank God for Jesus, because according to 1 John 2 verse 1, Jesus is in heaven advocating for us before God. He is fighting for us, y'all. God challenges us to live in the light, but he doesn't abandon us to do it in our own strength. He gave us the Holy Spirit to help us, to point us to truth, to lead us to light. So today is the day. Step into the light.